The crash last week of the Germanwings flight has put a spotlight on what the airline knew and what it should or could have done about its pilots' mental health. Parent company Lufthansa and its insurer could face unlimited liability because the pilot allegedly brought the plane down deliberately. In the U.S., employment experts say monitoring the mental health status of employees raises a number of complicated issues. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
According to the Airline Pilots Association, most U.S. pilots undergo medical testing that includes mental and emotional assessment at least once a year by a Federal Aviation Administration-approved doctor. The Airline Industry Association says crew members' fitness for duty can also be tested as warranted. But it's not just airlines with this concern. And when it comes to an employee's mental health status, what does an employer need to know or have a right to know?
It's a very complicated issue.
Employment attorney Jonathan Siegel says employers must respect health privacy and discrimination laws in addressing their potential workplace or public safety concerns.
We're balancing, and any time you balance, you're playing in the gray.
Siegel tells employers, when in doubt, evaluate the person, even at the risk of facing a discrimination charge down the line.
Is there a risk in an evaluation? Yes. Is there a risk in not having an evaluation? Yes. So if you have objective facts and you say, we're not saying you are a risk, we're not saying you're not, we just want you to be evaluated by someone, I think you're in a prudent position.
But evaluating mental health problems is not clear-cut, says Alan King, CEO of Workplace Options, which manages workplace benefits for companies. For instance, he says there are drug tests for those with substance abuse, but
that doesn't exist for mental health.
The Americans with Disabilities Act prohibits employer discrimination against people with disabilities, including mental health problems. The statute is written in a way that gives employers some flexibility to monitor for potential problems, says Christopher Kaczynski, assistant legal counsel for the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission.
Once somebody gets on the job under the ADA, generally the rule is you can ask medical questions and you can require people to undergo medical examinations only in certain circumstances, only where it's what we call job-related and consistent with business necessity.
Kaczynski says jobs besides airlines affecting public safety, trucking, or law enforcement, for example, can require such evaluations so long as the evaluation is done for everyone in that job. And in any industry, there are instances where security trumps workers' rights, says Deirdre Camper-Todd, an employment lawyer.
The employer does not need to keep somebody in their workplace where they reasonably believe that that person may constitute a danger.
The vast majority of people with mental health problems pose no danger, but some fear last week's airline crash could make it more difficult to reach out to those with psychological problems. Ron Honberg is director of public policy for the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
The concern is that there's too much of a backlash when a case like this occurs. It may actually serve as a deterrent to people stepping up and seeking help when they need it, and that would be counterproductive.
Especially, he says, if they think they might lose their jobs. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.